Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin and Pastor Vince, as always with you. And today we are going to invite another guest, another staffer, Laura Mulligan, with us for our 34th podcast since we started 2 summers ago. Laura, for the benefit of those who may not know you, tell us who you are and what you do around here.
Yeah, my name's Laura Mulligan. I've been attending Grace since probably about 10 years now, 10, 11 years. I've been on staff for 9 years. I'm the care coordinator for the Pickerington campus. So that means I lead our care teams and help coordinate and manage funerals and really anything related to care at the Pickerington campus.
And how long have you been leading groups?
I think it's been about 7 or 8 years now. And originally, my husband and I were part of what we used to call a focus group. We went to a group called Marriage on a Mission, and our circle just really enjoyed being together, and it evolved into being a Grace group.
Yeah. So you lead a Grace group of mostly empty nesters in their 50s or so.
Yes.
And you've been at it the same type of group for that long. That's great. And you've launched groups out of your group. You've sent leaders out at least a couple times to start new groups, which is always a win. Mm-hmm. So, Laura, our topic today is planning for your group season, or maybe even just your first group semester. Tell us how you go about that process as the leader of your group. How do you plan for what you're going to do?
So I'm a planner in general, and I like to have everything kind of mapped out on a calendar. And for me, that makes me feel kind of settled. I know what's coming. I know what to expect. And I think that helps our Grace group members also feel comfortable knowing what's to come. So on our first group night, we tell people that this is the general framework of what we're gonna do. If there's 4 weeks in the month, we're gonna take 2 weeks to have a regular group discussion night where we discuss the weekend service using the message guide. We're going to have 1 week that is going to be an outreach project of some sort, and we kind of usually try to come to a consensus on what we'd like to do. And then the other one is a relational night. So whether that's a social night together, we may go out to dinner, go do some sort of activity together, or sometimes we divide up and have a girls' night and a guys' night. So you know, we want to make sure our faith is in action. And so we always try to prioritize having at least one outreach night a month. But relationships are important, and also growing in our faith is important. So we try to have all those elements.
How do you decide what outreach event you're going to do?
So we talk about it as a group, and also try to see if the Holy Spirit is leading someone in a certain direction. And so if they are, you know, and they're feeling really passionate about it, we ask that person to research, how can we help? And so they kind of take the lead for that month on that project. Or if the church has done something for an organization, like for Dollar Club, or neighbor care, or something like that, then we say, let's try to help with that. So, mm-hmm. But we usually try to talk about it together as a group, and then I either help plan it myself, or someone in the group takes the lead.
Yeah. You mentioned that curriculum-wise, study-wise, you're doing the message guide.
Yes.
Why has your group chosen to do that versus whatever else they might choose to do?
So in our group, I mean, yes, we are empty nesters, but most of us are all still working full time. And so we want to not give them extra content and homework that they have to do. So we try to, since all of us are watching the weekend service, it's already content that we've heard, and it's such quality content. And so we want to try to break that down in our groups. And so we chose to use the message guide and use those discussion questions and go deeper into what we've heard.
So I know that your group has several leaders, several teachers, mm-hmm. right? How do you go about assigning who does what lesson and divide that up?
It has to do with timing. We try to look at everybody's schedule and make sure everybody's going to be in town on certain weeks. I also try to just say, hey, let's kind of wait and see how the Holy Spirit speaks to us during a service. And if one of us feels super passionate that this is a topic that we want to discuss, then you take the lead on that. So sometimes it's a last minute decision, but I usually do announcements since I'm connected to the church and on staff here. So I know kind of what's coming up, but from there it's, sometimes a last minute decision and sometimes planned in advance.
Mm, good. Vince, you've led numerous types of groups, not just here at Grace, but also in your other churches you've served. Tell us how you go about deciding and planning out your semester.
Yeah, so it depends. Like Laura was saying, if we're using the message guide, we know that that's what we're going to be discussing going into it. But there have been times where, like, I lead a follow group currently. And so I've spent some time just in prayer and thinking through, you know, what are some things that the guys have discussed, some things they want to learn. And then from that, I'll bring some ideas to them and say, hey, which one of these topics do you want to discuss, or which book of the Bible do you want to read? And then we all decide that. And then I end up going home and planning out the next few weeks. And I send them a text of all the different things we're going to be studying for the next 6 to 8 weeks. So they know that ahead of time. They're able to read that scripture ahead of time. They're able to process that and come with thoughts. Obviously, that looks a little different because it's a follow group, and we spend a lot of time in the scriptures and high level of accountability in that group. But yeah, that's just a way that we can all be on the same page, in a way that we know going into our meeting what we're going to be talking about and discussing together.
Yeah, that's really good. Both of you have mentioned that you plan ahead of time and let everyone know, and that eases people's anxieties. Like, clarity is kind, right? We hear that. Being clear is kind. And the more people know what to expect, the more likely they are to make it a priority, right? Some of you have probably heard me say, I may have said it on this podcast in times past, but I'm convinced that people go to McDonald's not because of the quality of the food, but because they know exactly what they're going to get.
Yep.
And because it's consistent, and that eases people's minds. For my Grace group, we have this time decided to study a book called Deep Discipleship. It's like a deep theological dive over the whole of the scriptures. And it's set up as 24 weeks, which matches really well for two semesters. So from now till May. So we've actually planned out the entire calendar year for this group season. And actually, tonight's our group night, so I'm going to pass it out tonight, and then everyone will know. Like, we can plan around doing those things.
One other thing that I was going to say is, with the message guide, and like you said, helping people to feel comfortable and what to expect, our leaders kind of try to send out what we call the big three. So we look at the message guide. There's a lot of questions available for us to use, but we pick our top three questions and we send it out to the group in advance. Mm. So they can have some thinking time on those questions, and they can start to just formulate and pray about what they really think. And then it helps with the breaks of silence when people are needing time to process, because they've already had some time to process before we get together.
That's really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, along with what Laura just said, my follow group went through the book of James earlier this year. And by sending out, like, hey, these are the chapters we're going to be discussing, we actually had some guys come in and say, hey, I listened to this podcast on this specific verse. Here are some of my thoughts. So, like, even, like, our discussion was really rich, because it wasn't just the questions I prepared, but it was things they thought about coming into it, and they've already processed through and prayed through some things, and it just led to a richer discussion overall.
Yeah, so it's helpful.
Yeah, I think if you're assigning homework in a Grace group or any type of group where people are reading stuff ahead of time, I think it's always helpful to have them, like, underline something you learned for the first time, mm-hmm. or underline something you don't understand, and bring those questions to group, because yeah. that just helps people learn and grow.
Yep.
So planning ahead of time is just, it's just really important in group life.
Agreed.
So friends, thank you for being with us. Thank you for continuing to listen to our podcasts. Your action step out of this one is to do some planning. Make sure your people know what's coming, and they'll be more excited about it. They'll be more intentional about making attendance a priority, and they'll come prepared. Mm-hmm. Thank you all. Have a great day.